Kunst. Wir sagen Hallo zu Gesprächen mit Künstlern aus aller Welt. Der Kunst selbst und das alles mit und für Kinder, präsentiert von der Frau, die hinter all dem steckt. Willkommen beim Urban Art Kids Podcast mit Astrid Bassler
und Martha Zimmermann.
Hallo, ich bin Astrid Bassler und ich führe euch in diesem wöchentlichen Podcast durch Gespräche mit internationalen Künstlerinnen und Künstlern, aber auch kunstnahen Personen. Und jetzt wünsche ich euch ganz viel Spaß beim nächsten Gespräch. I'm very happy to be here with Martha Zimmermann at the Casita de los Superpoderes. It's really a great pleasure that we could come to your place, Martha. We know each other for a while.
Yes, maybe from the beginning, no?
I think.
Of Plum Gallery in 2013.
Right.
So maybe we knew each other from...
Almost.
Yeah.
2013, yeah. Because yeah. My sister is the connecting piece in this. She's been the one who's... daughter was, is together with Nicolas, yes.
She was my first client, woman or a person, that bought something for her daughters.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
That's even better.
Yes.
That's great to hear,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's always, for me, it was also very, when I started with the space in Berlin, when I had my own space, it was also for me a very special moment that somebody walked in and bought something from
yeah,
me.
It's
and
amazing.
I will always remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
In my case, it was an elderly lady from the States,
uh-huh.
And she worked with children also in education. She was an educator, so that was also a special moment for me.
I think your sister, she's a mom from the school. I talked with her about this idea, and she was so curious to come. Maybe in Spain it's a little bit difficult to sell art, but... She's a German girl.
That's an advantage in that sense.
Yeah. She's a little bit more educated about this.
I think you're more aware of that. It's getting more important for you, those kind of educational parts, besides all the afternoon activities that you have, you know.
Here in Spain, we have it's a little bit difficult to involve people to art, because sometimes people is scared of, you know, some ideas or wrong ideas about, I don't know anything about arts, and this place is not for me because I'm not a collectionist, and I'm not, I never bought anything from an artist. But my idea is just another thing. It's, you don't know anything, come here, no? And try to discover things that you maybe like or...
Yeah, I think the point is it's a big mission to show people art, especially for the kids.
Yes.
That you first you have to get the parents, that's for sure,
yeah.
To make them come and see your space, your concept, which is beautiful. That was also obviously my inspiration to start my project in Berlin. So it's... challenging, that's for sure,
yeah.
But it's also beautiful how everything developed, you know?
Yes.
How
yes.
You could really have a strong profile and go out and talk about your superpowers of art,
yeah.
Which I love the saying, you know, it's really to show kids that they can also be involved into art and do themselves art,
yes.
And to create something that's very important.
Yes, and... trust in their selves, no, to do something creative and something different, no. It's one of ideas I like so much from working with them, because they are so free and it's easier with them more than try to involve an adult. But you know, when I started, it was so difficult to explain my idea because I was alone. it's not another business or idea in your city or in your country, and you try to sell or explain or do that people comes to your place, it's so difficult. You have to be there hours and hours and hours explaining your idea, explaining your own experience, trying to talk about the artist. You have to explain stories about artists and their art, and it's a way to do that people start to understand, no? That arts, it's not for only rich people and educated people, no? So my own experience was something that people appreciated a lot. I worked for a long time with artists, and I was when I was mom, no, for the first year, I thought about this idea, no. So I love art. How can I do to give this to my son? No? People likes a lot this story. So
that's also beautiful, because yeah. That's all how it started. And you also come from an art background for sure. You've worked with illustrators as you were with that agency.
Like a manager, no?
Yes. So during, it was great that you were already surrounded by beautiful art and illustrations. So obviously that was an inspiration for you to think about, we can bring that to the next step, you know?
Yes. Well, all these years there, no, with a little shop, was so easy to explain the idea and why, no? Now it's another moment, no? It's so intimo.
Yes, it's more intimate.
Yeah.
Obviously, no? Because just to explain a little bit, the people listening to us, Marta had a beautiful gallery space. I really, really like the space.
The space
a little bit
wonderful.
Sad that you are don't have it anymore. But I also understand that sometimes you need to change a little bit your focus.
Yeah.
So it was a nice space in Calle Seneca. It's in the middle downtown Barcelona, Avenida Diagonal, which is one of the main shopping roads.
And Paseo de Gracia.
And Paseo de Gracia. It was just a few minutes, a little bit hidden, but also close by to the big shopping streets. And you were showing your art in the gallery. So I really loved that space with that door, that special door they created for
amazing.
You.
That was amazing.
Yeah, beautiful. And now Marta changed to a space which is more in a residential area. There are a lot of schools and people living by. It's beautiful. It's in the backyard of a house. And it's really a small house, in Spanish, casita.
Yeah.
And that's why you say casita es superpoderes. So, and she's giving more the focus on giving classes to kids, but still selling your art.
I'm selling, because during all these 6 years with the gallery, I knew a lot of people, and I did a lot of clients and different customers, and the main of the families were from here.
From that neighborhood.
Yes.
You had a lot of people coming to your gallery.
Yes. I think it's a hard moment for not only for a gallery, it's a hard moment for a shop.
In general,
it's
not easy to maintain your own shop and get enough customers walking by. You can't rely on that. You also had a really strong online shop that you're
I'm selling every day more. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. It's difficult to sell online because
it's also
thousands
challenge. Yeah.
Of shops. If you every day try to have new products, you can use the Instagram and Facebook and WhatsApp.
All the social medias are helping you to be more present.
Maybe it's easier. But I needed a new moment with working with kids and artists together. And that's why I left the gallery and I came here, next to all the schools and a lot of families with a lot of kids. No, I have only one, but here the families have maybe
much
three
more in
or
Spain.
Four, no?
In general, in Spain, you have more kids than also in Germany, for example.
So I decided this, and it's like an atelier, no? This place.
Yeah, definitely.
No? With a lot of materials to work, all the works from children on the walls.
That's beautiful.
And it's it's a little house with art. And with books of art and some a lot of inspiration. And we have the patio it's perfect to work now in spring and summer.
Yeah, it's much more, I think they're more, their spirit is also more open, I would say, right? Yeah, you can work in the open space.
Yes. They are waiting. Since we started in October, no?
When can we go
every
outside?
Every day they ask, no, about the patio.
Yeah.
When we are going to do graffiti, no? No, we have to do it on the patio because the spray can be inside and they are waiting.
Yeah. There are also graffiti with our space. We have a huge space and we also do outside of the store graffiti classes. The kids love it. We even did it once inside and we were lucky we had good colors that don't smell.
Yeah.
So you can do it, some in a while you can do it, but you really have to be aware that it's the spray is going everywhere.
I know. That's why we're waiting.
That's why we said, okay, we may do one exception because it was a birthday party. So we said, okay, we do it.
Okay.
But it was raining. Pouring like that. So we couldn't do it, obviously. And then we decided, okay, no, we do it outside. So it's nice. And people see it also, you know, in our case. But it's also beautiful here to have that small patio and the kids could work there and concentrate on working.
Yes.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
Do you really remember when you thought, okay, I really wanted to do that idea? I know that your son was born and then that idea was already inside of you before that time? Or did it start when you said, okay, I want to show my kid more art? Or was it really when Nicolas was born and that you thought, I want to do this here?
No, I'm on the way.
Yeah.
Because he needs another... And we go to galleries and we go to museums too. And if we travel... It's the same, and sometimes he doesn't like, but I have to do
it. But that's understandable, you know, it's your work. And sometimes obviously they get bored, but it's beautiful if you already can show them quite young those wonderful galleries also that you have here in Barcelona and also the museums.
Yeah, the museums, we have two or three that are amazing for kids. No?
Yeah, and you also work with them, right?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
I'm working with Airbnb.
Ah, okay.
I'm doing visits on Fundació Miró.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes, for families who come from, you know, from around the world.
Yeah, so if you ever come to Barcelona, contact Marta.
Yes, you can go to Airbnb experience for families in Barcelona.
Beautiful.
And I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I started 1 month ago. I had my first family from Korea.
Nice.
Yes. We do the visit, no? I explain 4 or 5 different paintings from Miró. And after that, we do a workshop on the terrace.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. They said they were so happy because they liked what I explained. But the best was we are happy because of Miró. Because we discovered things and we went inside. This family was like dreaming. Yeah. It was amazing because...
How she was said, she dreaming?
Yeah, she said, I'm so happy. Like saying that, I don't know why, but I love this place and Miró's work, no? Because it's so inspiring.
It's also a very special place and he's also been a great artist for sure.
It's not an easy artist to explain.
No.
Because I went so deeply to do this experience and I realized that It's a little bit
more complicated than you thought.
It's poetry. Yeah. It's poetry.
Oh, yeah.
It's visual poetry, and playing this, it's a little bit difficult. But yes, I'm doing this, and I did with my son too. Was the first one, no, to try.
He was your trial and error.
Yeah,
person.
Yeah. So I know now, maybe because his mom is doing this sometimes, I don't like, or, but I know it's all inside.
Yeah.
And maybe when
it's recorded, probably,
yes, totally.
And at some point he will be able to use it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
I think that's also very the special moment for us with the kids when they come to the gallery when they're like 3 or 4 years. Some are really small and they already get it. It's incredible.
Yes.
Like
yes.
We have really small kids. We think, wow, I don't know if she can hold a pencil or something. And then they're really doing beautiful things,
yeah.
And they're working concentrated on their artwork. It's amazing. And then how they already have so early the possibility to work in such a creative way. The creativity, it's something very important, also getting will get more important in the future, you know, this kind of education for kids because of the artificial intelligence.
Yes.
And this will for us be a winning situation, Marta.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That
yeah.
We will have
yes.
Our moment.
Yeah. I know.
So it's important, I think, to combine in this way the forces to spread this word over, you
yeah.
Know, that
yeah.
being creative and working with kids is something very special. And this kind of concept to work with artists, to show artworks to kids or put them into bring them to kids' room to make them accessible to kids.
Yeah.
The art, it's very important. But also that the kids are doing themselves art and have that experience to learn and go on the way to be creative,
yes.
To work on their own creativity
yeah. Yeah.
And not
yeah.
Have to, okay, now you have to paint like a certain thing. You know, don't do that, but do it in your own way.
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah.
Do your, involve it.
It can be an inspiration,
mm-hmm.
But the most important is do your own ideas, no? And be you.
Yes, that will give you confidence also for other situations. That's, I think that's very important. So yeah, we really have to think about what we should do together next. Maybe
yeah.
We should do an exhibition,
an
exchanging exhibition.
Yes.
Now we have the space in Berlin.
Yeah, I would
it's
like
it's my
a lot.
Invitation for you
yeah.
That we'll, you come soon over and we'll do
for
an
sure.
Exhibition
yeah.
in Berlin and vice versa. We also have beautiful
would
artists
be
in the portfolio which are doing great work. Now we are starting to do a production with Rizzo Print. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I love Rizzo Print.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, we discovered it for us. There's one place in Berlin who is like specialized in this. And we have Julia Iglesias. She's a girl. She's the one who's also giving the classes
okay.
on Saturdays with
yeah.
Us now. And she did some beautiful designs for those Rizzo Print posters we want to do now.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, Rizzo.
Yeah.
Yes.
You also have some in your portfolio?
Yeah, I have
yes?
Some. Mm-hmm. I have some artists. They use this technique. And you know that Rizzo, it's not a...
It's all natural.
Yeah.
It's you don't use any chemicals.
Yeah.
And that's a very
yes.
Special thing about
totally.
It.
Yes.
I know. Yeah,
yes.
It's beautiful. That's why we also thought it's a perfect fit for our
yeah. Yeah.
Portfolio to get those kind of artworks in.
Yes. The colors are amazing.
Yeah,
the result is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's simple.
Yeah.
No?
I was so happy when I saw the graphics Julia sent me over.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it was beautiful. I could really imagine it, how it will be as a poster and then in a kid's room. It's beautiful if you could bring those kind of work to the people.
Yeah, and you know? Every copy is different.
Yes.
So it has this special, no? It's not an original artwork, but it's different every each because... it's a copy, no?
But yes. Mm-hmm.
The ink is different.
Yeah. That's also why it was very famous in Japan to make replications
mm-hmm.
of a lot of things. And in the beginning, it was only black and white, as I understood. And then they started to bring in the colors. And that's what's special, you know, if you have really strong colors.
Yeah.
it will be beautiful see those prints.
Yes.
Yeah. We definitely have to think about possibilities to do maybe little. We have the gallery in Berlin, so we have the space to show. So you're more than welcome to join us to Berlin.
I need to go.
I will also see today Julian Hernandez. He's also part of Urban Art Kids since the beginning. He's an artist I met. He's an architect. Usually his profession is an artist, but he's also a painter and doing a lot of beautiful works. And he has done something in a hotel. He's been doing artworks for an hotel, and that's how I found him.
Okay.
And I also told him his dream was always to come to Berlin and do an exhibition. I was like, now I have the space. But when we talked, I didn't have Urban Art Kids yet born.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful that you could do those kind of things.
Yes.
Well, so Marta, thank you so much for this beautiful conversation. We definitely have to continue it at some other point.
I have to go to Berlin.
You have to come to Berlin for sure. Yeah. You've never been to Berlin.
No.
Oh my God, Marta.
Yeah.
So my invitation to you to come to Berlin. I show you some really nice art places there. And because we always talk with our artists what their favorite art place is in the city. So we have a grand collection of beautiful sites. And obviously, you also have to come and bring some art and show it from Plum Gallery at Urban Art Kids. That would be beautiful if
you
can do that idea to work on that.
We have to do it. We have to do it. Thank you. Thank you, Astrid, for coming. It's my first podcast.
Yeah, it was, I think, a great conversation we had.
And I hope people would like our conversation.
I'm pretty sure. And it's also really something special because you were also one of the reasons why I started the same, like a similar project, I would say, in Berlin.
Yeah, maybe you had in your head, the idea.
Yeah, yeah.
And you saw... I have to start, no?
Yeah, because I think also like Berlin totally gives the space to do such a project, and even beyond Berlin, or I think for us both, for Spain and Germany, it's a beautiful project that we really have to keep on promoting and going out there shouting. As I told you before, we even already with the podcast, we have listeners in Hong Kong or... it's beautiful that you see that people are interested about the subject. And I think it's getting more and more important for all of us that our kids are seeing those beautiful creative things and develop their own way how to express it, you know.
Yeah. Because artists, they have superpowers, no?
Right. I love that.
And it's a super good thing for kids. And it's like food. For me, it's like food.
Spiritual food, that's for sure.
So thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And hope to see you soon in Berlin.
For sure.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We will later on be with Julian Hernandez, the architect and artist. And thank you for listening to this show. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey. Danke, ihr Lieben. Die Reise geht weiter und schon freuen wir uns auf die nächste Woche. Bis dahin wünschen wir euch eine schöne Zeit. Wir verabschieden uns mit der Bitte um viele Likes, Weiterleitungen und sonstigen Applaus für unseren Podcast. Dankeschön.